This Saturday, it's not just the Argos home opener. It's a Grey Cup rematch versus the Calgary Stampeders.
The Toronto Argos have captured the 105th Grey Cup.
It all starts at 6:30 p.m. on TSN, the TSN app, and TSN 1050, the home of Argos football. Now, back to Overdrive with Hayes Noodles and the O-Dog.
Overdrive is delivered by Skip the Dishes. Skip the Dishes delivers the food you want from the restaurants you love. Place your order using the Skip the Dishes app or online at skipthedishes.com. We jumped on Skip the Dishes no more than 45 minutes ago.
Yep.
And we will be ordering in on this beautiful Friday afternoon in Toronto. So we're looking forward to that. Our boy Brian McCabe is coming up here in a moment. Big shooter with the Florida Panthers.
He is a big shooter.
Been in Dallas all week. I can only imagine what he's been up to down there.
Meetings. They just do meetings down there.
What are they meeting about?
They're just going over their approach, options.
It's
where you talk to all your scouts and all the guys get together.
So long. Like, those meetings are so long.
And they're probably usually useless.
Well, they're okay for a while, but then, like, sometimes a scout is very passionate about a player, and there's, like, flat-out arguments of where you would rank a player. Because an area scout will be like, I've seen this guy 30 times. This is the guy that needs to be in the four slot of our profile. And somebody else will be passionate about that and doesn't see the same. And I mean, that's what makes your organization better.
You have to have that. And there's going to be debates. I mean, this is all about projection. You're taking 18-year-old kids.
Yes.
And it's easy to be like, oh, I'm taking Rasmus Dahlin. Okay, who are you taking in the fifth round?
Yeah, exactly. And that's where you start to, you know, there are little tiffs at the table and stuff because guys try to fight for their player.
Speak of the devil, we were talking about that Nichushkin kid.
Yeah.
Who was a first-round pick out of Dallas a few years ago and went back to the K. Jim Nill, I guess, just announced that he's planning on signing him to a two-year deal on July 1. So he's coming back.
I'm telling you.
He's a big boy, lots of talent.
I think he's got the ability to be a really good player in the league.
Who knows? But he's coming back.
He's only 23.
Brian McCabe, live from the draft floor in Dallas in 2 minutes. Time now for a News Talk 1010 traffic update.
Eastbound 401 in the Express at the Allen got a crash here blocking two left lanes. If you happen to be heading southbound on the 410 between Queen and the 407, daytime construction on the go, blocking the left lane through this stretch, causing jam ups back to Sandalwood. In town, Dufferin, north of Wilson and Eglinton, west of Victoria Park, we got problems on the go. Karaoke, karate, and sweet potato fries, a stainless steel fridge, pink high fidelity earbuds, and that's just the first block this spring. Explore everything Eglinton has to offer. From the News Talk 1010 Traffic Center, I'm Eleni Stamatathos.
And time now for a Sports Center update. Here's Tristan.
This TSN 1050 Sports Center update is brought to you by Lowe's. Save up to an additional $300 on all kitchen major appliances. Offer ends June 27th. See store or Lowe's.ca for details and exclusions. Switzerland completed the first comeback of this 2018 FIFA World Cup.
And forward to Shaqiri. It's Shannon Shaqiri now for Switzerland.
Jerran Shaqiri was the hero for the Swiss with a late goal sealing the comeback 2-1 win over Serbia. And the Argos kick off their season tomorrow night in a Grey Cup rematch at BMO Field against the Stampeders. Chris Schultz will be joining Mike Hogan in the booth right here on TSN 1050. Listen live starting at 6:30. Coming up, Panthers Director of Player Development Brian McCabe joins Overdrive on TSN 1050, the official broadcaster of the 2018 FIFA World Cup Russia.
God's plan. I hold back sometimes, I won't. Tough day for our boys at the World Cup. Iceland losing earlier this morning. We are big fans of Team Iceland. Yeah. And the manager who goes down to a local pub. And
have you seen the vids of the German coach? The front and back?
Yeah.
Did he do? I didn't see that.
Joachim Löw.
He did
that from the last one or this?
I don't even know anymore, man. That could have been at the Euros.
He flat out grabs his unit and then sniffs his fingers.
Yeah. And both ends of the spectrum. He's wrist deep and then wrist deep.
Yes.
He's wrist deep and then wrist deep.
In his nose.
All right, we got to get serious here because we've got a guest coming. We got a guest coming up here. He is the director of player personnel with the Florida Panthers. Yeah. We are the ones breaking tradition because we've been at the draft for the past few years, and whenever we're down there on the floor, he stops by and has a stop and chat with us.
We couldn't be there for
him. It's not the same not being there, but nevertheless, he's always good to us. Friend of the show, on the show. Here's Brian McKay. What's going on down there, Brian?
Guys, I got to tell you, it's going to be a sad day when I roll into the Dallas Arena, and I'm not going to see your three ugly mugs sitting at the table across from me.
Speaking of our ugly mugs, we want two updates. How is the hairline, and are you wearing those ball-strangling khaki pants that you wear at the draft?
No, I retired the khakis, and the hairline is probably way worse than last time you saw it, hanging on by a thread. I got the late Mark Messier look going, late year Mark Messier look going, I think.
The late stages,
so you haven't shaved it?
No, still pushing it to the limits, buddy. Not yet. Haven't given up yet.
What we need is, after we hang up, you're going to have to send us a selfie, and we'll be the judge of how big your forehead is.
All right, that's the deal.
I am so rattled. You retired those khaki pants. Like,
well, he probably blew the ass out of them.
Those things were awesome, Caber. Like, you owned Chicago last year.
Yeah, the Florida Panthers.
I didn't throw them away. Just because you guys weren't here, I didn't pack them this trip. But hopefully next year, you guys will get to partake again. I'll pull them out of retirement.
Caber, we were just talking about these long meetings. Jamie was with Calgary and the meetings before the draft. Is it like, what the hell goes on in these meetings?
It's a long week, man. We've been in since Saturday, so we're actually probably one of the few teams that we don't have a year-end meeting like in May. We just postpone that because the draft's only a few weeks away, and we bring everyone in, pro scouts and amateur scouts, and bang out free agency and draft all in one week here in one city, so we don't have to do two flights and stuff. It's worked out pretty well the last couple of years, but it is a long week, and I got to go right from here straight to dev camp in Florida, so I can't say I'm in the wife's good books with a 15-day road trip to start the summer off, but it is what it is.
Yep, you got to do the job, man. You have to do the job. With Brian McKay of the Florida Panthers, you guys picked 15th tonight, and we complain every year. We're down at the draft, even if we're not. We're always waiting for big things to happen, and there's so many different rumors. Every player in the league is going to get traded, and then you get to the draft, and like nothing happens, and nothing has happened today. Are you a bit surprised by that? Not even with your team, just league-wide. Like, nothing seems to
maybe,
be going on.
Maybe something will actually happen because nothing's happening. Right. You know, usually there's all these rumors and then nothing happens. But this year, it's been really quiet, I think, in regards to rumors and stuff. So maybe this will be the year that the draft shocks the world and there's a bunch of moves or something because no one said anything.
Well, do you guys track Twitter, like trying to find out what's going on out there? I mean, there was a story in the NBA draft last night that GM in Atlanta was going to move up two picks to take a guy, but he looked on Twitter and Woj had tipped off who that team was taking.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, now I'm not going to do that because I think my guy's going to be on the board. And he was. So, like, the tipping of picks allows you to basically not make moves because you know who teams are going to take.
Yeah, you're obviously always looking for some insider info. It could help you out. And you know, you got certain guys slotted in certain places, and if you think you can grab them later or whatever and not have to give up an asset, then it's certainly beneficial information to have.
With Brian McKay, Panthers Director of Player Personnel. So we were in Chicago last year. We loved it. What's Dallas like? I mean, in terms of traveling, I know you're working. You got a lot of stuff on the go, but was it buzzing last night or what?
Buddy, it's hot. It is hot here. It's like a three-shirt minimum if you're outside for, like, O-Dog. It'd be like a 10-shirt minimum for his sweaty chef hair. But it's hot. The city's nice, per se. But honestly, it's been quiet. It's been a busy week of work. So, things usually change when you guys roll into town. So, taking it easy this year.
Yeah, man.
Did you take your horrendous golf game to any golf courses?
Buddy, I couldn't play in this heat, for one. Two, you've seen my swing. I retired the Charles Barkley swing, I think, like 2 years ago. Only do, like, charity scramble outings now. That's it.
The Charles Barkley swing.
Just
his is worse.
Caber's is worse than Barkley?
He can't get the club above his belt buckle. It just, his upper body is so stiff.
the tight pants.
It's
He's got no pivot.
Gigantor traps that I can't get the club back.
That's tough, man. Like, I don't, I'm a chop myself, but I got a decent looking swing. But if you do it, like, if you're playing in charity events and, like, the Joe Carter Classic was here this week.
Yeah.
If you, like, I don't know how Barkley does it. Like, he, people just sit there and marvel at how awful his swing is. And everyone's taking videos and posting it on YouTube and Twitter and Instagram. And
it's part of a show now. That's what it is.
I guess.
Still, it's not good.
No, it's not. Well,
I can't see Noodles having a good golf swing. There's no possible way.
No. I don't even golf. I will sit in the cart. I will drink beer. And I will set a cell phone minute record of texting and calling people and stuff. And I'll be the comedic relief on the course. But I like being there just with the guys. But I'm like, oh. I don't want to hold up a game. O's a scratch golfer. You know, Brian can play, and I'm sure you can chop it around, but you're not going to embarrass yourself. I would embarrass myself. I would hold the game up, and nobody wants that.
No.
They want a loser in their group, so
that's self-awareness.
I'll ride in the cart.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
I'm honest with myself.
Yeah, good man.
Yeah, I'm with you, Noodles. I don't even want to play with good people anymore. It's that bad. I'll only go play if someone's a hack like I am, because then I don't feel bad. I'm the same way as you.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing what goes down tonight. You guys pick 15th. I mean, you'll get a pretty good player. And then, like you said, the development camp kicks off really, really quickly, and that's where you really kick into high gear, right? I mean, you're director of player personnel. You're pretty much the go-to guy with these prospects, aren't you?
Yeah, I love it. It's my best week of the year. I get to get these guys together for 5-6 days and spend all day, every day with them. Just kind of get to know their quirks and who the leaders are, who the funny guys are, and stuff like that. And, just start building relationships with the new draft picks and stuff. So, yeah, it's a fun week for me for sure.
When you are interviewing a potential draft pick, like, do you have to set forth kind of a list of questions? And do you try and trick a player? And I'm not saying, like, you know, paint them into a corner, but do you try and get them to think outside the box? Like, are there any questions that you come with kind of out of left field?
No, I don't think we throw any of those curveball, like, do you like winning or hate losing questions?
No.
It's more about getting to know the kid. You know, you want the kid to be as comfortable as possible. It's hard enough doing 15 interviews a day and trying to be yourself. So, you know, you guys have all met Dale. He's a pretty easy guy to get along with and talk to. So he always keeps it pretty loose with these kids, just trying to see their true self. And, you just want to ask them basic questions and kind of get to know them a little better and see what their self-assessment is. Like, if they see themselves the same way that you see them moving forward and stuff like that. So, we're pretty relaxed. We don't paint any kids into a corner, that's for sure.
I remember interviewing with Chicago at the draft one time, and Mike Keenan started screaming at me. He's like, you like to drink, kid? And I was like, oh, no, a little bit, maybe. I was so rattled because it came out of nowhere. There was 10 people in the room, and he stood up and pounded on the table. Are you a drinker? And I don't know.
What's the point of that?
Like, I don't know.
And they didn't even draft you. Like, you should have written him a note after him and like, you're an idiot.
No,
like,
I mean, I always loved Mike, but that one kind of caught me off guard. I was a young kid, whatever. I was 18.
Right.
It's actually legal to drink in Alberta at 18, but I'm sure I...
You should have been like, yes, I'm a booze bag. I'm so hungover.
I didn't know what to say,
right,
but it kind of rattled me. That
Caber couldn't even figure out it was an hour behind time in Dallas, so I don't think he's going to come up with any trick questions.
Hey, it's not my show. You told me 4:30. I just assumed it was 4:30 my time. You're supposed to be on my schedule.
No.
There you go.
Think about Caber. He's got a lot on his plate down there in Dallas, so... Enjoy it, buddy. We always appreciate you doing this. We're bummed out that we're not down there, but do you even know where the draft is next year? Has that been announced?
Vancouver. I'm sure you guys will be coming to Vancouver next year.
Oh, I'll have a spot at the Roxy. We will be there 100%.
Is that place still alive? It's still going?
Yeah, I was there actually last summer. I may have gone there this year, too.
You ever been there, Caber?
Never heard of it. Almost ended my career at that place. Before it even started.
The Roxy. Maybe the most famous bar in the NHL.
The downstairs cellar.
Absolutely.
So good. Great.
Well, we'll be there next year, buddy.
All right, boys, I miss you. Sorry we couldn't hook up, but thanks for the call, and I look forward to seeing all you guys soon.
All right, man. Good luck this weekend.
All right, guys. Thanks.
There's our buddy, Brian McCabe, Panthers director of player personnel.
The Roxy almost ended his career.
Before it even started. That's like 19-year-old Caber in there doing God knows what.
What a great bar.
Yeah.
Still goes live band every night.
Really? Yeah, awesome. I've never been. I've never, but you guys talk about it all the time. And whenever we have players, yeah. former players, current players, they all talk about that.
But it's different now. Social media, you just you have to act according.
Well, think about it. If the draft is in Vancouver, I didn't know that. You know, next year everyone's going to be there. Like, remember when we went down to Florida a few years ago, and the Elbow Room yeah. is the famous bar.
And Fort Lauderdale.
Everyone in the media is there. A lot of player personnel people. Yeah. A lot of NHL people.
But that was a stop and shit. Like, it was so hot that night. Remember how hot it was?
That was
it was
gross. Gross.
But it was the stop and chat central. I enjoyed that night.
That was great. And we were staying in like Tampa, so we had to leave at like 11:30.
I know. We stayed like on the highway.
We were so far away.
We stayed like a trailer off the highway.
Yeah, remember that gritty bar that was right beside? What was that place called? Jester's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Live band, pool, pints, open till 4 a.m. It was like a biker bar.
That bar was scary.
Yeah. Like, legitimately scary.
Bad things have happened.
That's where the show Cops end up at 4 in the morning.
Yeah, for sure. Jesters choking some guy out.
And there wasn't even, like, food there. Wasn't there just, like,
no,
bags of chips or something?
Yeah, it was, like peanuts and a couple of beers, maybe, like, a tequila. And
I think the Nail Gun had himself a time there, though.
Nailer was really fond of Jesters Pub. All right, Ray Ferraro coming up in about 20 minutes. We have to get to a Friday 5-pack. This Friday, we're doing top five stories of old people pretending to be young people and showing up and playing sports. And we talked about that earlier in the week. I'll describe it better. We'll get into all these stories a little bit later this afternoon. Get into the NBA draft. Aaron Sanchez, apparently a bruise on his finger.
Guarantee it's a blister.
What do you think? You know what I'm saying? Like,
what did he do? Punch the wall before he took the mound?
Who gets a bruise on their finger and doesn't know how you got that bruise?
By the way, who wipes a bruise on their shirt? See him wipe it on his shirt? It's like,
yeah.
Just horrific. Just horrific out of the Jays.
And the Jays, they don't deserve the benefit of the doubt in terms of transparency. They're never transparent. Never. With injuries, what's going on, when guys are coming back. So we'll talk about Sanchez and his status as well. Overdrive continues on the TSN app. Time now for a News Talk 1010 traffic update.
Eastbound on the 401 in the Express at Dufferin. We got a crash here blocking the right lane. And if you are heading in town towards Eglinton, west of Victoria Park, new collision popping up here. The eastbound side of Steeles approaching Yonge. Got a crash here. All lanes blocked at the moment. Traffic is getting through the center median. Northbound on Don Mills approaching Shepherd collision here. Finch east of Bayview, we got problems. Northbound Dufferin past Wilson issues on the go as well. Enjoy summer nights with Subaru Symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive. Visit your local Ontario Subaru dealer for great rates from 0.5%. From the News Talk, 1010 Traffic Center, I'm Eleni Stamatatos.
Phone numbers are 1-800-951-6854. The website is MyPillow.com. If you're down in Dallas at the draft, you probably took it deep last night.
Yes.
Hopefully you had your very own MyPillow.
The guy from the league with the Hawaiian shirt.
The guy with the mustache.
The mustache guy.
Jerry or something.
Loves Orion Ginger.
That was in Buffalo where we picked him off. Remember we saw him at the draft floor in Chicago last year? I almost fainted. I was laughing so hard when I saw that guy patrolling the floor.
And he was like a big shot, too, with a
legit general,
ordering people around.
Yeah.
We were out of our minds when we saw him directing traffic.
A floor general after 75 Ryan Cokes the night before.
Awesome.
Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, enter the promo code HAYES, H-A-Y-E-S. You will get two MyPillow premium pillows for one low price plus free shipping. MyPillow also comes with a 10-year warranty. MyPillow.com, use the promo code HAYES.
Coming up on Monday on Landsberg in the Morning, it's Landsberg, it's Carlo. Just how drunk was I at the Argo game on Saturday in the private box? Landsberg will tell all Monday.
Catch Landsberg in the Morning, Monday from 6 till 10 on TSN 1050.